In a disaster, Karen was willing to wait.
After 2 days off, the Lansing Mudnuts are back. Hello and welcome in to Lake County, Ohio. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and today it is the Lansing Lugnuts who are taking on the Lake County Captains, although maybe I should say Los Picantes de Lake County. The Lugnuts will send up Johnny Butler, the left fielder, batting leadoff. Batting second, the second baseman, Casey Yamauchi. Heading third, it's A. Rebiel Anales, the shortstop. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Will Simpson. Heading fifth, the third baseman, Luke Mann. Batting sixth in the order, center fielder, Brian Buelbas. Then the DH, Cameron Masterman, hits seventh. Batting eighth, the catcher, C.J. Rodriguez. And then rounding off the order, the right fielder, Danny Bautista Jr. against the Lake County right-hander, Zach Jacobs. Jacobs is out of San Dimas, California. Wild Stallions rule. 22 years of age. Out of UC Riverside, an 18th rounder 2 years ago, a 4-3 record, a 2.49 ERA. We're ready. He deals. On the first offering of the ball game, called the strike to Johnny Butler. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, it's 7.01 p.m. Here's the offering. Down and in. One ball and one strike on Johnny. So, unofficially, delayed 56 minutes due to rain. The windup in the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball by him. A 1-2. Butler pops it up. On the left side of the diamond, the shortstop Devers on the outfield grass makes the catch. Very easily. Just an effortless sort of play. One batter and one gone. And now Casey Yamauchi. The Lake County defense features Justin Boyd in left, Jake Fox in center, and Guy Lipscomb in right. Around the infield, Mike Collado's at first, Angel Hanau is at second, Jose Devers at short. The deal, Yamauchi takes the front door breaking ball for a called strike. At third base, Alex Mooney. The catcher's Cooper Engel, and all of them in support of Zach Jacobs on the hill, who kicks and throws. Yamauchi way out in front, 0-2. It is humid in East Lake, Ohio. Temperature 79 degrees. Casey calls for time. Yamauchi and the Lugnuts wearing the retro road grays. Jacobs winds and throws. Outside, ball one. Yamauchi is coming off a stellar game 3 days ago because the Lugnuts in the whole Midwest League took the last 2 days off. Jacobs to the plate. Fly ball, left field and shallow. Justin Boyd comes in, calls for it, puts it away. Left hand up above the left shoulder. Two outs. Series with Fort Wayne wrapped up on Saturday. Night game. Road back to Lansing, Michigan.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
No, Adam, only me. Hello there. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here with you. Lugnuts playing in Lake County. The Nuts went down in order in the top half. Angel Henao leads off the home half. Bottom of the first inning, the right-hander Luis Morales on the mound. Angel Henao is a switch hitter batting left. And he chops the first pitch to second. Couple of hops to Yamauchi. Throws to first, out number one on one pitch. Efficiency. Alex Mooney steps in. Mooney, the third baseman, batting second. Batting third, the catcher, Cooper Engel. The cleanup hitter is the DH, Jorge Burgos. The pitch to Mooney. Shows bunt, pulls back. Strike called on the fastball. Heading fifth in the order, the center fielder, Jake Fox. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Jose Devers. Morales deals. Front door breaking ball called strike two. The number seven hitter is the switch hitting first baseman, Mike Collado. Left fielder, Justin Boyd, bats eighth. A batting ninth, the right fielder, Guy Lipscomb. One out, nobody on, and no score. The pitch up and in. And one ball and two strikes is the count. Alex Mooney comes in hitting 284 through 65 games. Here's the pitch. A ground ball beyond the diving man at third. A base hit to left field. And comes the throw from Johnny Butler to short. That's a one-out single for the Caps. First base runner of the ballgame, Mooney. First offering outside to Cooper Engel, left-handed hitting catcher. And right now we can say one of the best hitters in all the Midwest League. He's been tremendous. No score, the deal, up and away. Two balls and no strikes on Engel. Heading 339, he's taken off. Roddy sets high, the pitch. Fastball called a strike on the outside corner. 2-1. Morales is ready. Runner at first, one out. The pitch. Engel lines it. Left field. Butler comes in. He makes the catch. A lob into short as Mooney hustled back into first base standing. Two outs. Jorge Burgos, a left-handed hitting DH. No score, bottom of the first. Luis Morales looks for the scoreless frame. Deals. Fouled off the foot. On strike one. First pitch breaking ball to Burgos. At first base, Alex Mooney will run. And when I say that, understand, I mean it. He has 30 steals this year. The pitch. Swinging a foul tip. Strike two. Fastball up above the zone. Mooney stretches his lead away from first, held on by Simpson. Yamauchi at second, it's short on the lace at third man. Time granted to the batter. Rodriguez is catching. And the outfield, Butler in left, Wellboss in center, and Batista Jr. in right. Our home plate umpires, Brendan Spivak. Our bases umpires, Ian Durkin. Morales is 0-2. Down and in. Burgos comes in hitting just 208. Seven doubles and eight home runs. Those eight homers place him second on the team behind only Mooney. This is a 1-2. Fly down the left side, but slicing foul. We stay right here. That last pitch was a 98-mile-an-hour fastball from Morales. 1-2. Mooney does run, but it's skied. Up the left side again. Johnny Butler heads toward the stands, into the bullpen, makes the catch and foul ground. Inning over. One out single allowed to Mooney. He's left at first base. And we're scoreless going to the second inning from Classic Auto Group Park in East Lake, Ohio.
Today's world is hectic, and sometimes as parents, we need a little help. And we get it. Our kids prefer to hang out with their digital babysitter, where social media is their best friend. Companies like TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube promise entertainment and connection, but spread isolation and despair. To them, our kids are just dollar signs. For hours a day, social media sells our children's minds to the highest bidder, no matter the human cost. We would never let a real-life babysitter introduce our kids to racists, conspiracy theorists, or women haters. We wouldn't let a babysitter show our children violence or give them drugs. But social media companies do this every day, making billions of dollars by feeding our kids content that damages their mental health and self-esteem. So before we hand our kids off to the digital babysitter, just remember that social media is addictive and profitable by design. These companies don't care and Congress won't act. So it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are fighting for change to make sure someone holds these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The former Lansing Lugnut front office worker, Nick LaLama, now working for Lake County. And they just held a picante eating contest. And Nick lost. Los Picantes de Lake County on this Copa night. Scoreless to the second inning. Will Simpson leads off with the Nuts. Lansing in the road retro grays. Roddy Zach Jacobs throws. Simpson takes the first pitch bender for a called strike. Now the first inning, pop out, fly out, ground out against Jacobs. Throwing strikes early and often. Red Sox pulled up high, kicks, offers. Popped up, but foul, back and out of play. Again, the count is 0-2 on a Lansing batter. And that was how it felt like the top of the first inning went. Zach Jacobs, making his fourth start of the year after 16 relief appearances. Let's it fly. Dotted in. Ball one. Overall for the year, 47 innings. Now you can make it 48. And only 12 walks, 52 strikeouts, just 25 hits allowed. League batting has sket 155 against him and decreasing all the while. He deals. Simpson rips it foul, hooked off the left side, off the first row of seats beyond the Lansing dugout. Bounds back onto the field of play. Manager Craig Conklin over. Not underhanding it up. And a great attempt made by a young fan. The toss by Conk a little bit up, but she went up and got it. Here's the pitch. Simpson punches it on the ground right side. Snared by second baseman Hanau. Sidewind to first base. Out number one. Nearly submarined that over. Email address for the broadcast booth, jgoldstrass at lansinglugnuts.com. J-G-O-L-D-S-T-R-A-S-S at LansingLugnuts.com. Find me on social media at Jay Goldstress. Luke Mann, the batter. The pitch. Shows bunt, pulls back, down and in. Ball one. Four up, four down for Jacobs. No score. Los Picantes are wearing their black uniforms. The wind and the pitch. Fly ball, foul, served off the left side. 1-1. These uniforms have Picantes in electric lime green across the front of the chest, outlined in yellow. The pitch. Line drive out to right field. Down for a base hit in front of Lipscomb. Lipscomb gets it in. Luke Mann has a one-out single. First Lansing base runner. Brian Wellbus now, the starting center fielder. One on, one gone for the Nuts. Scoreless in the second inning. Zach Jacobs sets. Lets it fly. Yanked it a little bit up, a little bit wide. Ball one. Fastball for Jacobs is about 90, 91 miles an hour. He went ball one on Luke Mann, too, remember. Well, 1-0. Jacobs to Buelbas. Man, not a threat to run. Swing and a miss. Fastball in the outer corner. Back to the Picantes uniform. So the I in Picantes is a picante, is the pepper, spicy pepper. And the Picantes add their pomorphic peppers on the baseball cap. A throw over to first, man back in. And no tag applied by Collado. So the colors on the front of the uniform are black and lime green and yellow. But the color of the baseball cap is black for the crown, and then the brim, I would call it an electric watermelon. The pitch. Wellbus serves it up in the air, foul right side. Collado over, and well back and out of play. And the high hop up off the sweet level, bouncing to a fan right at the very top of the concourse. One ball and two strikes on Brian. Wellbus comes in hitting 261. Look over the shoulder for Jacobs. Pitcher's pitch on 1-2. He holds. He throws again to first. And again, man back in. Luke Mann is 1-for-1 in stealing bases. Jacobs is concerned. 0-0 in the top of the second inning. Jacobs says yes to a sign. Second baseman Hanau up the middle. And the pitch yanked outside. Ball two. Really, Angel Hanau and the center fielder Jake Fox are about on the same line. That little bit right of second, a little bit toward right center. The set. There comes a 2-2 pitch. Man does run. It's down and away. A throw down to second base. And the tag is late. Taken out in front of the bag by Hanau. Meanwhile, the pitch is ball four. Brian Wellbus draws the walk, and Luke Mann safely up to second. So all of that was superfluous. And Angel Hanau is looking for somebody to give that baseball to. Do you want it? And the pitcher Jacobs takes it from him. Hanau checks in with the shortstop, Devers. And the two of them chat. And Brian Wellbus has the bat delivered back to him. It was not ball four. It was ball three. So it was a stolen base for Luke Mann. Brian Wellbus walks back to home plate. Luke Mann is now 2-for-2 in steals. You confused? We got this. Three balls and two strikes the count. Angel Hanau is saying, I was keeping track of the count. Brian Wellbus evidently was not. Three balls and two strikes. Cameron Masterman is waiting on deck. Jacobs delivers. Check swing on appeal. Didn't go. Base umpire Durkin says no, sir. And Brian Wellbus draws the walk for a second time. A leisurely day for Wellbus. Take as many walks as possible, even in the same plate appearance. So now here's Cam Masterman, speaking of a guy who took a lot of walks, as the catcher Engel takes a walk out to the mound for a conversation with Jacobs. a rare base hit allowed by Jacobs with the man single, a rare walk given out by Jacobs to Brian Guelbas. So now Zach has allowed 26 hits and walked 13 through 48 and one-third innings. So Cameron Masterman had himself a tough time recently. However, are you ready? Masterman is one for his last 11, but the one hit is a homer. And he's also drawn six walks over the course of those four games. He's had three different games with two walks apiece. No score, we're in the second. Two on, one out, the pitch. Ball one, down and away. Center fielder Fox is shaded further to right center. The corner outfielder straight up. Second baseman and now right back up the middle. Jacobs throws. Ball two outside. The breaking ball missed. The fastball misses. A little bit of trouble here afoot for Zach Jacobs. 2-0, 2-1. His pitch, swing and a miss. Oh, that's pretty. Off speed, down and away. Masterman was swinging for a fastball. Two balls and a strike. Cam overall for the year hitting 222. Still a hitter's count. Here's the pitch. That's down and in. 3-1. For Jacobs, we've seen the fastball, the slider, the changeup. Number seven hitter in the order, Masterman DHing. Upright stance. Jacobs to the plate, swing and a miss. He was late on the fastball. And the count has gone full. Overcast skies above. A little bit of wind. CJ Rodriguez waits on deck. Do the runners move? Man at second, Guelbas at first, no score in the second inning. Payoff. Runners stay put, the pitch called, strike three on the outside corner. Shadow zone. First strikeout for Jacobs. I do not blame Masterman for taking it. So here's CJ Rodriguez with two outs now in the second inning. No score. First and second. The pitch to him. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Slider to start him. Rodriguez comes in batting 194. He's been working very hard with his hitting coaches. The 0-1. Slider called a strike on the outside corner at the knees. 0-2. This inning began with a Simpson ground out. Man singled, Guelbas walked. Masterman struck out looking. An 0-2 pitch in a scoreless game. Fouled back into the screen. High cheddar from Jacobs. And Rodriguez stays alive. Wind is blowing in from center. American flag out in the middle of three flagpoles. And the Ohio State flag is on the right. Here it is. Strike three called. A fastball at the knees. And that's back-to-back strikeouts watching to end a potential threat in the top of the second inning. Guelbas left at first, man left at second. And we remain still scoreless going to the bottom of the second inning from Lake County.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Luis Morales allowed a single in the first inning, and nothing further. We go to the bottom of the second. The Lansing Lugnuts right-hander ready. No score. Deals, and a chopper on the right side for Jake Fox. Taken in by the first baseman, Simpson. To Morales at the bag and at number one. Well, one pitch and one out, just like we saw from Angel Henao in the first inning. There's Jose Devers. Mike Collado waits on deck. This is the number six batter in the Lake County order. Righty, righty, no score. The pitch starts him off with a slider for a called strike. I have to watch myself, because sometimes I'll identify the Morales slider as a curve, or vice versa. The pitch, swing and a miss. Nothing in two. He has a power curve that comes in the low 80s. And that slider is pretty power, too. And that's tough. There's already action in the bullpen. Pitch, that's high. Let's see for the Lugnuts. Out of the bullpen, it's Grant Judkins who's getting ready. Might be a short outing for Morales. No score. 1-2 pitch. Driven foul off the right side. Kind of like what we saw from Chen Zhongao Zhuang on Saturday. Zhuang fired two innings, and then he gave the baseball to Jake Garland. This could be a two-inning outing for Morales. 1-2 pitch to Devers. A ground ball pulled down to third, backhanded by Mann. Across the diamond, and Simpson, the big man, at 6'4", goes up, gets in, and comes down to the bag, and out number two. Morales looks for the perfect frame. And that means Mike Collado, who takes ball one low. Collado, the switch hitter, batting from the left side with a two-tone bat in hand. Crowds the plate. 0-0. High set Morales. Left leg kick in the pitch. Broke it inside. Two balls and no strikes. Collado's batting average is down to .255 after a red-hot start. The pitch. That breaks across the inside corner. 2-1. I remember Collado to begin the year. You couldn't get him out. Still, as many walks as he has strikeouts. 38-38. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Expanded the zone up. 2-2. Morales does not have a strikeout yet. He has three ground outs, a line out, and a foul out. One strike away from a second scoreless inning. Pitch, ripped down to first, nifty one hop back in. Simpson to the bag for the unassisted out, and the inning ends. So two scoreless for Luis Morales. And we're going to the third inning. Lugnuts and captions, no score.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Sweltering a little bit in Lake County. Captains and Lugnuts, no score going to the third inning. 9-1 and 2. Batista Jr., Butler, and Yamauchi. Right-hander Zach Jacobs is ready. In the Lugnuts bullpen, there's a lot of activity. Jacobs to Danny Batista Jr. Outside, one ball and no strikes. Last hitter to face Jacobs for the first time. Lines and throws. Outside again. 2-0. And the first inning was easy for Jacobs. Three up, three down. The second inning, not so easy, and he started falling behind the batters just like this. His pitch. Line drive back to the middle. One hop knocked down by Hanau. Picks it up. Whistles to first base. Not in time. And Batista Jr. is on. The crowd doesn't like it. 98 miles an hour and zipped right past the pitcher, Jacobs. Here's Johnny Butler. No score. Man at first, nobody out. The pitch. Johnny takes it around the outside corner. And ball one. That is called an infield single by the official scorer. Johnny is 0 for 1 with a pop back to shortstop. Twirling his bat around above his left shoulder. Here's the pitch. He lifts it down the left side, but fading foul. Towering foul. And down into the blue seats. Hello to Leanne Cook riding in. Jay Goldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com. Leanne writes in, first, when you get a few minutes, tell us about the toilets. Right behind home plate, there's a row of porcelain seating. And there are six fans sitting in the eight seats. A 1-1 pitch from Jacobs. We'll wait, pick off though instead, tag on Batista. Not in time, he's back in. There's one row. One, two, three, four, five rows of blue permanent stadium seats. And then you hit the toilet row. Pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball right by Johnny, strike two. And yes, you sit on what looks to be a very comfortable toilet on a wooden deck. And there's a wooden railing in front, a wooden counter for you to put your stuff. Second pickoff throw, second call of safe on Danny. There's a little counter, actually call it elbow rests. And there's a place for you to put your drink. There's also a place for you to put magazines or perhaps any books, any crossword puzzles, your smartphone. Here's the set. The 1-2, Batista Jr. runs. It's lofted out to center field. That baseball is down for a base hit. Danny Batista Jr. paused, he ran second, he heads to third. Butler zooms into second base, and the throw in by Fox is late. Johnny Butler hustles at two bases, and the Lugnuts have runners at second and third with nobody out in the third inning. A call it a double for Johnny Barrels. 18th double of the year. Just a blooper, and it hung up there. Jake Fox gave a dive for it, and he could not grab the baseball. Johnny Butler is steaming the entire way out of the batter's box. Casey Amarucci takes strike called. Start him. What a chance here for the Nuts. Lansing had runners at first and second with one gone last inning. Did not score either of the runners. We're scoreless right now. The pitch. Yamauchi pops it up at a foul ground. Left side, third baseman Mooney is out of room. And that baseball is 8 rows deep with a high hop up. No balls and two strikes in the count on Yamauchi. Flied out to the left fielder Boyd his first time. He is 18 for 59 so far with the Lugnuts after getting promoted up from Stockton. Full windup from Jacobs. The pitch, whacked foul off the right side. And the Cat maintains nothing and two. So Yamauchi is hitting 305. Up there on the big video board, it's got him hitting 231. That is not true. He's better than that. 0-2 pitch. A bouncer pulled foul left side. Casey Yamauchi is one of the most difficult batters just to get any kind of no contact from. In college at Hawaii Hilo, he struck out only 27 times in 167 games. He is up there just trying to do whatever he can to put the bat on the ball. Two-strike pitch, a chopper pulled to shortstop. Devers comes in, scoops those to first. Yamauchi is out. Batista Jr. scores, and Butler over to third. So Casey does make contact, and he drives in the game's first run. Lugnuts one, Captains nothing. One away, Butler now 90 feet away for A. Ribiel Angeles. Folks from the toilets have the best views right now of this rally. And the Lugnuts score a pair. Righty, righty, infield in. Popped him up on the right side for the first baseman, Collado, into foul ground, walking, makes the catch. Had to tilt his head out of the way. Disappointing for Anales. On one pitch, he fouls out for the second out. So that means it's up to Will Simpson to score. His teammate Butler from third base with the dramatic music. Will Simpson grounded out to the second baseman. Hanau his first time. The wind of the pitch takes a called strike. Simpson has a couple of home runs. He's hit them recently. Jacobs throws, fouled back off the screen, strike two. Back to Yombert in his last game. And so Will now has 9 homers this year to go along with 16 doubles and 4 triples. Jacobs to the plate. Whacked down the right field line. This ball's hit a ton, fading, fell, and out of play, untouched by the right fielder Lipscomb. Nothing into it stays. Will has done such a good job taking pitches away and then driving them. Run already home for the Lugnuts in this third inning. Leadoff single, Batista Jr. Doubled to third by Butler, scored on the Yamauchi ground out. Butler's at third, 2 away. The pitch, Will fouls it back. Luke Mann is the man on deck. Lights are on here at Classic Auto Group Park. First game of a 6-game series. Jacobs to the plate. Hit out to right center field off a slider. Center fielder Fox traces it back near the warning track. Makes the catch. On the side retired. Lugnuts score a run on 2 hits. Leave a runner at third base. And we're going to the bottom of the third inning. Lugnuts grab the game's first lead. Lansing 1, Lake County nothing.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. So learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Lansing Lugnuts have 1,901 all-time victories. Looking for 1,902. The new right-hander is Brett Judkins. He replaces Luis Morales after two scoreless innings. One hit, no runs, no walks, no strikeouts. Lugnuts lead 1-0. Judkins throws, and Justin Boyd takes a ball low. Boyd, Lipscomb, and Hanau. Lake County, 8-9-1 of the order. Righty-righty for Judkins. Steps back, leg kick. Here it is. Strike called with a fastball. Outside corner. Welcome back from the injured list, Justin Boyd. Acquired via trade with the Cincinnati Reds. Crowds the plate from the right. The pitch, a breaking ball at the letters, called strike two. Boyd's hitting just 176 through 32 games. Disappointing year. And then the injury made things worse. Judkins 1-2. Fastball high. Two balls and two strikes, the count. Nobody on, nobody out. Boyd, the left fielder, leading off. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Goes down on the big hook. First batter, first strikeout for Judkins. Lugnuts lead on a single, a double, and a ground out in the top half. RBI to Casey Amauchi. A pitch to Guy Lipscomb. Ball one inside. Left-handed hitting right fielder, who's currently hitting 277. His bat's gone cold. The pitch. Lipscomb takes a called strike. Right back to that inside corner. Meanwhile, Grant Judkins comes in, making his 16th appearance of the year. He offers up and in. For Grant, a 3.08 ERA in now 50 innings, 16 walks, 45 strikeouts. Lets it fly. Just missed the outside corner. And the count is now 3-1. Lipscomb out of Belmont, number 9 batter in the order. One out, nobody on, 1-0 Nuts in the third. The pitch. Tried to backdoor the breaking ball, and he missed for ball four. I mean, really, really close to the outside corner. So a 5-pitch walk to Guy Lipscomb, who has great speed. Lipscomb this year, 21 steals, 5 times caught. Here's Angel Hanau. The pitch, up high, ball one. And now a switch hitter. Bats from the left side against Judkins. Grounded out to the second baseman, Yamauchi, his first time. Grant would love that here for a double play ball. 1-0 Nuts. He sets, nods, deals. Runner moves, the pitch fouled away. One ball, one strike. Whacked up and over the left side. Angel Hanau is a new name for us, a new face here for Lake County. He was just promoted to Lake County on June the 3rd. He's been here about a month. Judkins throws down. Two balls and a strike with Lipscomb staying put that time. For Hanawi, open up the year with Lynchburg. Hit 341 through 44 games. And he's come in here to the Midwest League and he's batting 311. It's been a good adjustment. Hitter's count here. 1-0 Nuts. A 2-1 pitch with one away. Here it is. Off the inside corner. Grant is just missing. Three balls and a strike on the second straight batter. And now does have a little bit of power. 10 doubles through his first 25 games with Lake County, only one homer. A pickoff though over the tag, and Lipscomb is out. Grant Judkins picks him clean. Guy was leaning, and Judkins has his first pickoff victim all year. Two outs in the third inning. Now a 3-1 from the windup. Inside corner, strike two called. Doesn't that put a new slant upon this inning? Third baseman man off his line. Judkins gets the sign from C.J. Rodriguez. Winds, throws, fly ball, left field. Johnny Butler backs up with room, makes the catch in front of the track, and Judkins faces the minimum in a scoreless third. Let's go to the fourth inning. Lugnuts leading in Lake County, 1-0.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
And let's go to the fourth inning. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. The right-hander Zach Jacobs has gotten himself an increasingly greater danger in each inning. Perfect first, stranded a single and a walk in the second. In the third inning, a single and a double led to one run. Now let's see about this fourth inning. 1-0 Nuts over Jacobs and Los Picantes de Lake County on this Copa night for the hometown squad. Just east of Lake Erie. The pitch to Luke Mann batting left. Up above the letters, ball one. Jacobs is a true four-pitch guy. Four-seamer, curveball, slider, changeup. Mann singled his first time up. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Off speed. That single was roped out to right. And I've come to an important realization on the video board. There's the pitch. It takes the curve down. So last inning, I saw Casey Amauchi's stats up there, and I thought, well, he's not hitting 231. And now I'm understanding that everybody on the video board's hitting 231. Luke Mann is listed hitting 231. Here's the pitch. It's called a strike in the outside corner at the knees. Luke's actual batting average is not that. It's better than that. He is 32 for 115. That's a 278 average. The pitch, up and in. And Luke has worked the count full. Lucky number 13. Robas on deck and then Masterman. 5, 6, 7 batters in the Lansing order. Third baseman Moody is playing in the shortstop hole with a left-handed batter up there. A lot of power. Payoff. Up and away, ball four. And once again, Jacobs is causing trouble for himself. Leadoff walk here in the fourth inning. There is action up in the bullpen. Jacobs was a tremendous reliever earlier on in this year, which earned him this spot in the starting rotation when it developed due to promotion. Ryan Guabas, your walk his first time. Righty to righty. Starts him off with a called strike on the hook. We first saw Zach Jacobs back on April the 18th, and he struck out the side. Couldn't touch him. 1-0 nuts in the fourth. The pitch coming. Down low. Hooked him again. Second time that the Lugnuts saw Zach Jacobs, you've got to go into May. And he fired four scoreless innings of one-hit ball. He was marvelous. He spins, he throws to first, the tag, not in time. Nearly picked off Mann. Luke Mann swiped second base against Jacobs in the second inning. Jacobs readies. 1-1 pitch to Brian Guelbas. Off speed down, catcher Engel comes up with it quickly just to check in with Luke Mann. Two balls and one strike. Luke's not going anywhere here. This was a Lugnuts offense that at times really struggled against West Michigan a couple of weeks ago and then opened things up against Fort Wayne and things were looking tough. Here comes the 2-1 pitch to Brian Guelbas. That's above the zone. Three balls and a strike. But then there were really good moments as well against Fort Wayne. After losing back-to-back games to West Michigan over the weekend, 10-3 and 10-3, the series opening win against the Tin Caps 7-1. And then they scored only two runs over the course of the next 18 innings. 3-1 pitch. Outside, ball four. That's back-to-back walks here in the fourth inning. Nobody out. Mann to second, Robas to first base. Then the Lugnuts went to Fort Wayne and... Before I tell you what happened next, let me tell you first that there's a visit to the mound. This is the manager, Omir Santos, and that might be all for Jacobs. Let's see what Omir wants to do. And the call has been made. Lake County goes to the bullpen, and Jacobs is done at 3 innings plus 2 batters. Well, for Jacobs, disappointing here. Only one run charged to him, though. Right now, his unofficial line, 3 innings, 3 hits, 3 walks, and 2 strikeouts. That kind of ruins the symmetry. And 1 run allowed. The new man on the mound for Lake County is number 16, Matt Jason. So let me tell you about Matt Jason. With a 6.43 RA, 3 appearances, 7 innings, 9 hits, 6 runs, 5 walks. And 12 strikeouts in his 7 innings. So the league's hitting .290 against him. And he's allowed runs. But he's a strikeout guy. Jacek, a former Sycamore from Indiana State, 18th rather last year. Has a four-seamer, a sinker, a curve, a slider, and a changeup. Grover, the on-field MC, checking in with the crowd. And now we return. Top of the fourth inning. Lugnuts lead 1-0, looking for more. Man at second, Wilbos at first, nobody out. Cameron Masterman takes a called strike from Jacek. Fastball across the inside corner at 91. Masterman struck out looking his first time up. Righty, righty, the offering. Strike two called, fastball at the letters. So working up with that fastball. Cam has 7 home runs this year. Second most among active Lugnuts. Just Will Simpson above him. Nobody out, 0-2. The pitch, up very high. That nearly took Cooper Ingles' arm, tore it off, and sailed it back to the backstop. So Jacek, not the biggest of guys, at 6 feet tall, out of Hoffman Estates, Illinois. He's attacking with that heater. 1-2, the pitch, fouled away right side. There's his first off speed. Last 2 years, first team all Missouri Valley. The Sycamore against the Louisville Cardinal. Look back to man, then the pitch. Check swing, it was up. Did he go? He did on appeal, strike 3. Base umpire Durkin calls that Masterman. He is seething, staring at Durkin on his way back to the dugout. Here is C.J. Rodriguez. A look back, and then the pitch. Over the head of C.J. into the backstop, and the runners move up. Wild pitch, Jacek. Low bridge. Second wild pitch thrown by Jacek as a member of Lake County. By the way, this being the fourth inning, let's do some Lansing Lugnuts trivia here. We are at Classic Auto Group Park, which is a mouthful. What is the longest ballpark name in the Midwest League? Infield creeps in, pitch, bends to the outside corner, strike called, 1-1. So, what's the longest stadium name among Midwest League stadiums in the Midwest League? Good luck to you. Here from Classic Auto Group Park. Righty to righty, fouled off into the netting. 1-2 on Rodriguez. Top of the fourth inning with the Lugnuts up 1-0. And a great shot to add to it. Back-to-back walks to Manon Wilbos from the starter Jacobs ended his night. Jacek for Jacobs. Masterman struck out. The wild pitch moved the runners to second and third. Ducks on the pond. But a pitcher's pitch here on 1-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Rodriguez has struck out in both of his plate appearances. Two gone. And here's Danny Bautista Jr. I'm looking up Hoffman Estates, where the right-hander Jacek is from. Suburb of Chicago, Cook County. That's where the Windy City Bulls play. The pitch, Bautista Jr. fouls it back into the screen, strike 1. Hoffman Estates named for Sam and Jack Hoffman, father and son. 1954, they bought 160 acres of land right in that area. That's where Jacek grew up. Trying to put this inning to bed. Deals the 0-1. Up high, a ball at a strike. Bautista Jr. is 1-for-1 with a single. He scored the Lugnuts first, and at this point, the game's only run, last inning. He singled, doubled to third base by Johnny Butler. Came home on a Casey Yamauchi ground out. Can he supply the second? The pitch, check swing, slider down and away. He did not go on appeal. I'm not sure the Lake County faithful agrees with Durkin. But Ian Durkin's in a tough spot. His perspective is behind the mound toward shortstop. Two balls and a strike on Danny Bautista Jr. Jacek delivers. On the outside corner, strike two called. Well, Jacek went with the heavy stuff against Masterman and Rodriguez, and now he's starting to spin it. Tough looking slider right there. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Time called by the catcher, Engel. First base is open. And Luke Mann walking to and fro, pacing down at third. At second, the fleet Welbas. Center fielder Fox is way out to right center. Jacek is ready. Sets. Throws. Outside corner, strike three called. Side retired. Jacek comes in. He strikes at Masterman, Rodriguez, and Bautista Jr., and he strands Mann and Welbas following the walks. Let's go to the bottom of the fourth inning. That is exactly what you want out of a relief pitcher. He provided relief to the starter, Jacobs. Lugnuts one, Captains nothing.
My name is Luis Fonsi. A lot of people don't know enough about Alzheimer's. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to get help. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at alz.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
A golden opportunity for the Lugnuts, but it was put to bed by reliever Matt Jacek. The Lugs had a couple of runners on and nobody out for their 7-8-9 batters, but Jacek struck out Masterman, Rodriguez, and Bautista Jr. to the bottom of the fourth, 1-0 Nuts. And Grant Judkin starts things off with a called strike, taken by the right-handed hitting Alex Mooney, one of the top hitters in the Midwest League. The pitch. Mooney takes it up and away. Mooney, Engel, Burgos. Cooper Engel on deck, also one of the top MWL hitters. They've been grand here in Lake County. A 1-1. Swing and a miss. Off speed, down. Strike two. CJ Kafis has gotten the call. Nate Furman, similarly promoted up to AA. That Furman and Kafis and Engel and Mooney combination was deadly earlier. Judkins throws. Fastball high. Mooney and Engel have stuck around. A Lake County team that won the first half Midwest League East Division title. Pitch, swing and a miss. He got him. Grant Judkins notches his second strikeout. Fastball by Mooney. And now Cooper Engel. It was a blink and you missed it kind of appearance for the Lugnut starter, Luis Morales. Engel takes, strike one called, backdoor breaking ball. Morales came in, he started, he pitched a scoreless first, he pitched a perfect second, he left the deal, up and away. There was a great article about Luis Morales by Martin Gallegos. Masterful Morales headed to futures game. Judkins 1-1. Hit high and deep out to right field. It's on its way. It is out of here. And Cooper Engel ties the game. Seventh home run of the year for the Clemson Tiger. 1-1 in the bottom of the fourth inning. 370-foot homer that went out to the batting practice structure, let's call it. The batting practice barn that is out beyond the berm on the right side. All right, 1-1. Here's Jorge Burgos. Kubringle's good, man. The pitch. Burgos takes a curve for a called strike. So, the Lugnuts had the chance to expand the lead. They were unable to take advantage. Lake County answers. Burgos takes. Strike called. Inside corner. It's 0-2. Martin Gallegos, in this article on Luis Morales, got a number of great quotes. And it got them from some big figures in the Oakland A's organization. Went out nobody on. Time called by the batter. Burgos fouled that to the left fielder's first time. The A's assistant general manager and director of player personnel, Billy Owens, who just visited the Lugnuts. 0-2 pitch. Burgos takes it down. Said Billy, it's awesome that Luis Morales gets to represent the Oakland Athletics in the Futures game. He oozes projection on the high ceiling. Oozes projection. The future is bright for Luis, and this is the perfect stage to showcase his talent. 1-2, up high, off the mid of the catcher Rodriguez, and all the way to the backstop. Said Owens, every outing, Morales flirts with triple-digit heaters. You and I know, that's true, he throws 99. His fastball contains significant ride carrying life. Burgos takes the ball down and away. 3-2. Says Owens, he tunnels his advanced changeup with it, and his slider displays tilt, shape, and his developing swing and miss traits. He's fun to watch. A payoff from Judkins. Curveball inside. Judkins walks Burgos. Got out in front of him and lost him. So after the leadoff strikeout here in the fourth inning, homer, base on balls. Here comes Jake Fox. And a 1-1 game. It was not just Billy Owens who Martin Gallegos interviewed about Luis Morales. Martin also asked Mark Kotze, the A's manager. The pitch waved at and missed. Strike 1 to Fox. And said Mark Kotze, the A's manager, who is going to be there for the All-Star Week, part of the American League.
Corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe, and you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Now let's go to the fifth inning. Game tied 1-1 on a home run hit by Cooper Engel. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. And the pitch from Matt Jasik. Backdoor breaking ball for a called strike one. Starts off the leadoff hitter, Johnny Butler. Yamauchi and then Anales. Lefty, righty, righty against the righty reliever. First full inning of work. Deals.
Low.
1-1. Thanks so much for joining me. On the road from 15 minutes northeast of Cleveland, Ohio. Jasik looked great last inning. This pitch to Butler popped up left side. Third baseman Mooney called off. Shortstop Devers takes it. Mooney was under. Devers called him off. And Alex Mooney just turned his back. And he walked away forlornly. He's going, I'm under the baseball. It's basically hit right to me. You don't have to come in and take this from me. And Devers did. There's one gun. 4-4 down against The reliever Jacek, who deals to Casey Yamauchi. Fastball up and ball one. Shortstops, you know, so greedy. One out, nobody on. Tie game 1-1 in the fifth inning. The pitch fouled off. Yamauchi is 0-2 with a fly out to left and an RBI ground out. He brought in the only Lugnuts run in the third inning. Jacek throws. A ground ball hit towards short, backhanded by Devers. Here's the throw, and that's a rocket over to first for out number two. So three straight strikeouts by Jacek to conclude the fourth inning, stranding Lugnuts at second and third. And a pop out and a ground out here to open up the fifth inning. Jacek to Eurybio Anales, the Lug shortstop. Fastball and strike call. Ruby was taking it the entire way. Ruby's 0-2. The deal, tapper foul, rolling left. In the first inning, Anales grounded out to short. In the third inning, though, one out, runners at second and third, and he fouled out to first on the first pitch he saw. Really, the Lugnuts should have more than one run. They have not done well with runners in scoring position. The pitch, Anales swings at a pitch that's very high and strikes out. Fastball up around his ears. So side up, side down for Jacek, and we're halfway to the house, going to the bottom half of the fifth inning, and a 1-1 game.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Imagine a world where you're not afraid to go to school.
To ride the bus.
To walk to your locker.
To turn on your computer. To be yourself.
A world where you do not have to fear being alone.
Where you don't feel weak.
Or embarrassed.
Or scared.
You have the power to stop the abuse.
Speak up.
Speak out.
You can make a difference.
It's your voice.
How will you use it?
Make your voice heard. Go to OKToSay.com.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Got ourselves a low-scoring game from Eastlake, Ohio. 1-1 going to the bottom of the fifth inning with the Lugnuts right-hander Grant Judkins entering his third inning of work out of the pen. It deals to Mike Collado, the switch-hitting first baseman, who takes a pitch outside. Collado, Boyd, Lipscomb. Although I should tell you, it is still Justin Boyd. There's a called strike in the outside corner. We're waiting for Jonah Advincula to replace Boyd. Righty to lefty. Pitch on its way. Up high. Two balls and one strike on Collado. Mike Collado with a great first name. Mike is M-A-I-C-K. Crowd in the plate. Bat waggling above his shoulder. The pitch takes the curve inside. And it's a two-tone bat in his hand. Dark stained barrel. Collado, a couple of years ago, an Arizona Complex League postseason all-star. Pitch off the outside corner. It's ball four, and he has drawn his 39th walk of the year. One more walk than he has strikeouts. And that brings up Justin Boyd.
Yeah.
So, here's Justin Boyd. The pitch is rocketed foul up the left side, strike one. Struck out his first time. Cloudy skies above. Although we do look to the right side, there is blue sky over there. It just feels later. Lights on. The deal. A tapper rolling up the left side, but foul. 0-2. In this all-time series between the Lugnuts and the Lake County Captains, the Lugnuts played here in Lake County in April, and the Nuts took 4 out of 6 games from the Caps. Judkins hurls. Fly ball, right field. Danny Petista Jr. backs up. He draws a bead. He puts it away. And back to first base goes Collado. One out.
After that, the right fielder,
in May, the Captains came to Lansing, Michigan. And the Lugnuts took the opener. The Captains won the second game. Then the Nuts won the next 3 games, including that wild 15-11 Saturday game, before losing the finale 13-9 in 10 innings. The pitch. Guy Lipscomb takes a fastball inside. That finale on May 19th, just heartbreaking, because the Lugnuts were so close to winning 5 out of 6 games at home against the Caps. They were up 9-5 in that game. The pitch, up high. And then Lake County went out and scored 8 unanswered runs and won it in 10 innings. In a 3-hour, 20-minute Sunday finale. Still, though, for the Lugnuts, 4 out of 6 here in East Lake, 4 out of 6 in Lansing, 8-4 against the Caps overall. A 2-0 from Judkins, and that's there for a called strike to Lipscomb. I bring all this up just to remind you. So Lake County is 4-8 against the Lugnuts this year, and against everybody else, they are 45-23. 2-1, hitters count. The pitch. Lipscomb fouls it back. 2 balls and 2 strikes. And that made this series very interesting. Lugnuts and Lake County getting back together. Final 6 meetings of the year. Judkins throws. Grounded foul up the right side. Lansing drew first blood with a run on the top of the 3rd inning. A Cooper Engel homer in the 4th inning tied the score. Here in the 5th, leadoff walk Collado, Boyd flies out. Number 9 hitter Lipscomb with a count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 1 out. Lake County looking for the lead. The Iowa Hawkeye throws. And the Belmont player takes a ball up and in. I think the Belmont Bruins, right? 3 balls and 2 strikes the count. Don't want to walk Lipscomb. Swing and a miss. He got him instead. Had him reaching out for the off-speed down. Fourth strikeout for Judkins. 2 away in the bottom of the 5th. 2 straight retired after the leadoff walk. And now Judkins against Angel Hanau, the leadoff man. 0-2 today. Pitch. Hit in the air out to right field, shallow. Second baseman Yamauchi out in front of Batista Jr., who calls him off, and Danny Batista Jr. makes the catch. Judkins pitches a scoreless 5th inning. The Lugnuts and the Captains are tied 1-1, and we are going to the 6th from Classic Auto Group, Park in East Lake, Ohio.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. If you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now, because it's 91% beatable if detected early. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. connect with events that shape and change the game and our country, and relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Sixth inning slang is coming up as we open up the sixth inning. Lake County and Lansing tied up 1-1 in the opener of six. And then we will hit the All-Star break just right around the corner. Simpson, Mann, and Willibus, 4-5-6 in the Lansing order. Will is 0-2 out of the cleanup spot with a ground out and a fly out to center field. We begin with this pitch from the righty, Matt Jasek. Down and away, a slider, ball one. We do have a defensive change to tell you about with Jonah Advíncula coming in to play replace Justin Boyd out in left field. The deal. Ball two inside. So Advíncula will bat for Boyd, eighth in the order. Justin Boyd just back from the injured list today. A 2-0. Up and in, ball three. Advíncula, number 31 on your scorecard. Getting it all set. He's a left-handed batter. 3-0. Jasek's pitch. Inside, ball four. And Simpson's on. And in a 1-1 game in the sixth inning, you love that. Walk number 50 this year for Will Simpson. First base runner allowed by Jasek. Struck out the first three batters that he faced to strand two inherited runners in the fourth. Pop out, ground out, and a strikeout in a perfect fifth. He deals to Luke Mann batting left. That starts him off with a called strike on the outer third. Your sixth inning slang today is shank. And I know that you think that this is coming from golf. But golfers who play baseball have brought it to baseball. What's it mean? 0-1. Lined out to left field. Jonah Advíncula in. It falls for a base hit. Simpson scoots around second, gives a look, sidles back to the bag. It's a single oppo for Mann, who has reached base all three times. Single in the second, walk in the fourth, single here in the sixth. First and second, nobody out in a 1-1 game in the sixth inning. Bring up Brian Willibus. And the pitching coach, Kevin Arminio, out to the mound for a talk. Well, earlier today I saw this from Bill Moriarty from A's Farm, who was putting together a list of unexpected stats throughout the Oakland Athletics organization. So here are his unexpected, surprising stats. Jacob Wilson in AAA Las Vegas. So Wilson spent over a month on the injured list, and yet he is tied with Colby Thomas, the two 2023 Lugnuts, for the most doubles among all A's minor leaguers. 24 doubles for Jacob Wilson in just 167 at-bats coming into play today. Wilson and the AAA Las Vegas Aviators are in a rain delay right now. You know who leads all A's minor leaguers in base hits? How about Aribiel Anales, the Lugnut shortstop? 85 hits this year, first among all A's minor leaguers. Give you a couple more, but first we resume. First and second, nobody out, 1-1 in the sixth. And a called ball inside to Brian Willibus. Willibus walked in the second and walked in the fourth inning. He has now drawn 44 walks this year. Has great power. And he break the tie if he gets one good to hit. Here it is. Up and in for ball two. Remember, Wellboss homered in three consecutive games here in Lake County back in April. So the captains are well-versed in his kind of pop. One of those home runs was a moonshot sent soaring out to left field. 2-0, pitch. It's punched on the ground, foul down the right side, right beyond the first base coach, Ruben Escalera, and off to the Lake County bullpen. Here's another surprising stat for you about the A's minor leagues. Do you know who leads everybody in the A system in stolen bases? Henry Bolte, the promoted lugnut, the 20-year-old, 30 steals now this year. Two balls, one strike. Nobody out. Look back to second, then the pitch. Popped up on the right side, out into shallow right field. And now out, called off. Lipscomb dashing in for the catch, losing his cap in the process. A man back to first, Simpson back to second. Wellboss is at number one. Ryan Noda, the former Lansing lugnut, has averaged more than one walk per every five plate appearances this year with AAA Las Vegas. He's drawn 51 walks this year. Speaking of walks, the players below the lugnuts on the organizational ladder, single A Stockton, they draw walks. We'll be seeing this maybe later this year, maybe next year. Here's Cameron Masterman, six walks in his last four games. Righty to righty, swing and a miss, chased a slider down and away. Ball, no balls, one strike. Stockton Ports are being led by Ryan Lasko, who leads all A's minor leaguers with 54 walks. Second rider last year from Rutgers. And 0-1 pitch, fouled away right side. Strike two to number two, Masterman. Simpson at second, man at first. One out in a 1-1 game in the top of the sixth inning. There's a couple more surprising stats. I'd love to slide in. A crucial spot for the Lugnuts. First and second. They had nobody out. Robust just flied out to right. Here's the 0-2. Masterman goes down swinging. Again, slider low and away. He chased. And Cam is 0 for 3 with three strikeouts. Two gone. The Oakland A's organizational leader in ERA, whip, strikeout to walk ratio, the lugnut Chen Zhang Ajuang. Here's CJ Rodriguez, who takes a slider called a strike in the outside corner. Gunnar Hoagland leads the A's in innings pitched, strikeouts, and wins. And lastly, the lugnut's closer, Colton Johnson, leads all A's minor leaguers in saves, seven of them, after missing each of the last 2 years due to injuries. Two on, two out, tie game. The pitch. Rodriguez elevates it foul, soaring down the right side, and that ball's well back and out of play. 0-2. Here's the pitch. Rodriguez lines it. Left field. That ball is down for a base hit. Simpson the windmill. Advincula's throw to the plate is up the line. Will scores standing. An RBI single for CJ Rodriguez, moving man up to second. And this tie is broken. Lugnuts 2, Captains 1 in the sixth inning. On a two-strike pitch from Matt Jason. The Lugnuts had been 0 for 10 with runners in scoring position. And C.J. Rodriguez makes them now 1 for 11. Now Danny Bautista Jr., first and second, two gone. The number 9 hitter in the order. Jacek throws. Fastball high. Johnny Butler, the leadoff man, waits on deck. Danny is 1 for 2 with a single and a run scored. Righty, righty. Jacek sets. Throws. Slider outside. 2-0. Well, there's been a reliever warming up in the bullpen for Lake County for a while now. And yet the captains have stuck with Jacek, trying to get himself out of his own jam. A walk, a single, a fly out, a strikeout, an RBI single. He deals. Swing and a foul tip. Strike one. It is a side-winding right-hander getting ready in the Lake County bullpen up the right side. Here's the pitch. Strike two called inside corner. There are kids right now going wild down below for Danny Bautista Jr., and I'm just not too sure how genuine they are. At second man, at first, Rodriguez. 2-1 nuts. The pitch. Slider fouled off. Over the screen, up into the suites, and it's caught. And what a catch made by a fan who brought her glove to the ballpark. Sitting in the suite, and that foul was handed to her. Well, now they really will cheer for Danny Bautista Jr. Fox protects right center. Break even. Punched foul on a line down the right side. Off the tarp, which I have heard has been the habitat for a family of skunks. Bautista Jr. battling Jason. 2-1 Lugnuts, 2-1. Pitch hit in the air to center field for Jake Fox. He's under, stepping back, makes the catch. Side retired. One run for the Lugnuts on two hits and two left. And we're going to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Lugnuts now lead Lake County by a 2-1 score.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug-disposal.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Lugnuts lead 2-1 on a C.J. Rodriguez RBI single. We're going to the bottom of the sixth inning. Greg Judkin stays on the hill. 2-3-4 batters oppose him. Alex Mooney first takes ball one, breaking outside. Mooney, Engel, Burgos. It's Cooper Engel's home run that has given Lake County its only run. The pitch to Mooney. A ground ball hit to third, glove by Mann. A throw to first, out number one. So your baseball lingo today, your sixth inning slang is shank. What's it mean to shank the baseball? Who shanks the baseball? Cooper Engel takes ball one outside. Well, Cooper Engel sure didn't. Lied out to left field in the first, homered to right field in the fourth. Takes a called strike one here in the sixth inning. One out, nobody on, 2-1 Lugnuts. And Judkins in his fourth inning of work. Winds, throws, breaking ball up and away. Ball two. Well, to shank a baseball in golf means that you hit the ball with the heel of your club. A 2-1 pitch on a broken bat ground ball to the second baseman, Yamauchi. He gloves. He lifts it over the first softly. Two gone. If you shank it in baseball, and I think Cooper Engel might have. To shank it in baseball means to hit the ball off the handle. Craig Conklin has gone out there, and he's got the hook for Judkins. Baseball, you want to hit it off the barrel. But if you get a jam shot, if you hit the ball right off that handle, that's a shank in the world of sixth inning slang from all the golfers who play baseball. Trent Judkins today was fine. Today was below par, but not subpar. Today was 4 2/3 innings. 3 2/3 innings for Judkins and relief of Luis Morales. And only one hit allowed, the home run by Engel in the fourth inning. So one run. Judkins walked three. He did pick a runner off, and he struck out four batters. He is in line to win this game. New man on the mound, the right-hander, Luis Carrasco. I believe that Carrasco has been moved full time to the bullpen. Or at the very least, here he is in tandem, usually with Luis Morales. So here's Carrasco right here. Carrasco pitching on a Luis Morales day, but also pitching on a day with Grant Judkins. You know, it all works out. Carrasco has a 4.78 ERA in 16 appearances, 7 starts, 58 1/3 innings, a 2.29 batting average against him, 29 walks, and 41 strikeouts. He is 22 years of age out of Barquisimeto, Venezuela, grew up in Carora, and we have seen his young son toddling about on the field. Carrasco against Jorge Burgos, protecting a 2-1 lead, 2 outs in the bottom of the 6th. Deals. Fouled away, left side, strike 1. Last time that we saw Carrasco on the mound, 4 2/3, 1 hit, scoreless, walkless ball to pick up the win against Fort Wayne on the 3rd of July. The righty fires the 0-1. Fouled back, strike 2. That was in front of 9,917 at Jackson Field in Lansing, Michigan. He was awesome. And the Lugnuts won 2-1. An 0-2 pitch. Got a swing and a foul at home plate. Burgos today has fouled that to the left fielder and drawn a walk. Jorge Burgos has a ton of power. Only 19 walks and 52 strikeouts this year. And the count is in Carrasco's favor. Let's it fly. Skied it. Down the right side. Second baseman Yamauchi down the line. Casey's below it. Makes the catch with a two-hand squeeze. At Carrasco and the Lugnuts are done with a perfect two-pitcher, three up, three down, bottom of the 6th inning. We're going to the 7th. It's a 2-1 Lugnuts lead in the series opener.
My name is Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
Kids, they're just different than us. Finally, their cancer treatment will be too. Introducing the Dare to Dream Project from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, Help us transform treatment and care for kids and support all our work at LLS.org.
Within 15 seconds of logging onto social media, the algorithm has your daughter in its crosshairs. Congress knows, but it refuses to act. Use your voice. Demand a plan. Join us at the Center for Countering Digital Hate, protectingkidsonline.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jaxa.
The county goes back to the bullpen. Number 33 now in Jay Driver, the right-hander, who has been magnificent this season for Lake County. One of the best relievers in all of minor league baseball. And 22 appearances this year, 27 innings, 5 runs allowed, 3 of them earned. It's a 1.0 ERA, 13 walks, 29 strikeouts. Driver out of Harvard, a ninth rounder last year. Pitches to Johnny Butler, the leadoff man. 2-1 Lugnuts in the seventh. The pitch. And Johnny takes a called strike. Jay Driver, the 278th pick overall last year. And born in Wellesley, Massachusetts. Butler's 1-for-3 with a double. The deal. Off the outside corner. One ball and one strike on Butler. Driver takes over for Matt Jasek, who went 3 innings out of the bullpen after Zach Jacobs, the starter, went 3 innings plus. The pitch off the outside corner. Jacobs allowed 3 hits, 3 walks, 2 strikeouts, 1 run. Jasek ended up striking out 5 batters. He also gave up a run. He walked 1, allowed 2 hits. Fouled back by Butler, 2 balls, 2 strikes. And now, Driver. You know, many, many years ago, he was Baby Driver. 2-2. High fly ball pounded deep down the right field line. It is gone. Johnny Butler goes yard. 3-1 Lugnuts in the top of the seventh. Round trip tour number 5 this year for Johnny Barrels. Right down the right field line. Up toward the batting practice barn. The Lugnuts have made a habit of homering here in Lake County. Jay Driver allows his second home run all year. Casey Amauchi takes ball 1 outside. Righty, righty. Nobody on, nobody out. Yamauchi 0-for-3. The pitch. Fly ball deep down the right field line, but this fades foul. By the way, Jay Driver, in his last appearance, had allowed 3 runs, 2 of them earned against Dayton. Before that, he had only allowed 2 runs, 1 earned run all year. And here's another earned run pinned on him. The deal. Down low. The last time the Driver had allowed a home run this year was the first time that he had allowed a home run this year, April the 13th at Fort Wayne. And here we are, July the 9th. 2-1. It's a hitter's count for Yamauchi. A ground ball past Driver. Behind second base, Hanau takes it in, throw to first, not in time. Yamauchi beats out the infield single. Homer. Base hit. And manager Omir Santos will complain about this one to Ian Durkin. Durkin was right on it. Bang, bang at first base. And they're going to discuss what each of them saw. What we saw to open up this inning was Johnny Butler going yard for the Lugnuts. It was Butler's first homer since May 28th, hit off Rincon of Peoria. Lugnuts have a good stretch going here with power. Remember the 3 home runs the Lugnuts hit back on Friday to beat Fort Wayne. Then Will Simpson homered on Saturday to beat Fort Wayne. and now Butler homers in this series opener. Very short conversation. Santos back to the dugout, first base way. Here's a Rubiel Angeles. Righty to righty, nobody out. The pitch. A chopper hit down toward third. Alex Mooney grabs, swings to second, and they do call the out. Ian Durkin gives the out to Hanau as the ball popped out of his glove as he went for the transfer. Yamauchi has forced Anales on at first base. One gone. By the way, for the Lugnuts against Lake County, that is now 17 homers for Lansing this year in 13 games against the Captains. And the Lugnuts are not necessarily a power-hitting team. They have hit 41 homers in 68 games otherwise. We've seen quite a few stretches this year where Lansing doesn't go out. But against Lake County, things change. The pitch to Will Simpson. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Disappeared on him down and away. Will is 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored. Simpson on Saturday clobbered his ninth home run of the year. That leads the active roster, behind only Henry Bolte for the team lead. Driver throws to first, tag late, Anales back in. Now, Lake County is a team, the pitching staff has allowed 44 homers in 68 games when not facing the Lugnuts. So in not facing Lansing, this pitching staff doesn't give up home runs. What a matchup. 0-1. Simpson drills it to center field. Jake Fox in, and he makes a sliding catch. Back to first base on Anales. The throw comes in late. Will hit a bullet, and it hung up for Jake Fox. Here's Luke Mann. Luke Mann is 2 for 2 with two singles and a walk. He's reached all three times, and he takes a called strike to begin this plate appearance. Two men out, top of the seventh. A 3-1 Lugnuts lead. C.J. Rodriguez's RBI single broke the tie in the sixth. A home run here by Butler in the seventh. A throw over, safe the call on Angeles. Angeles at first with speed. And man at the plate in the left-hand batter's box with power. Righty driver sets, spins, fires over again. Safe the call. Jay Driver, the Hartford Crimson. Pitching today in the uniform of Los Picantes de Lake County. Which has a lot of colors but no crimson. Strike one offering to Luke Mann. On its way. Outside. Brian Wellboss waits on deck. Fireworks in the distance. A check on Angeles. And a 1-1 pitch. Popped him up on the left side. Alex Mooney, the third baseman, into foul territory with the catch to retire the side. The Lugnuts add to the lead. A Johnny Butler solo homer. And as we hit the stretch from Lake County, it's now 3-1 Lugnuts.
I want you to imagine for a moment you're in a hospital. You are the patient connected to an IV bag. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, endless pokes, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine experiencing all of these things and you're only a child. This is why Starlight exists, to bring happiness to hospitalized children through programs that help kids cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Programs like gaming, virtual reality headsets, toy deliveries, radio flyer wagons, and cozy hospital gowns are just a few of the ways Starlight eases a child's hospital stay. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Lugnuts lead 3-1, go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Solo tallies for the Nuts in the third, the sixth, and the seventh. One for the Caps in the bottom of the fourth inning. Luis Carrasco got the final out of the sixth inning. Stays on, deals to Jake Fox. Down low, ball one. Fox, Devers, Collado. 5-6-7 for Lake County. Fox, a left-handed batter. Carrasco fires right-handed. Here it comes. Fastball away. Two balls, no strikes. I gave you your Lansing Lugnuts trivia question of the game earlier in the game, and the answer is coming in this frame. Which stadium has the longest name in the Midwest League? Pitch. Fox pops it foul. Out of play. Strike one. And to answer that question, I'm going to go with number of letters. So I'm going to give you a little bit more time. Jay Goldstress at LansingLugnuts.com. JGOLDSTRASS at LansingLugnuts.com. 2-1, down and in. It is no longer Jackson Field, right? It's no longer Cooley Law School Stadium. Jackson Field, not the longest name in the Midwest League. Classic Auto Group Park was what spurred this on. It's gotten longer. It used to be Classic Park. Fox is 3-1, is fouled back. Count is full. Speaking of Fox, hint, hint, hint. But is that the answer? It's close. It's very, very close. A 3-2. High fly ball, deep right field, and it is gone. Lansing 3, Lake County 2. Add on to the berm. There's Jose Devers. Lansing 3, Lake County 2 on the Jake Fox homer. Righty to righty. Devers takes a ball outside. Slider from Carrasco. And Jake Fox's fourth home run of the year. Carrasco offers. Devers swings and misses. Fastball in. So the only runs for Lake County, homers by Engel in the fourth, and now Fox here in the seventh. For Luis Carrasco, his sixth home run served up. A 1-1 pitch outside. Two balls and a strike. Devers is 0-for-2 with a ground out to third and a strikeout. Answer to the trivia question coming up here shortly. 2-1. Popped him up. Right side. Foul ground. Catcher Rodriguez throws away the mask. And he makes the catch in front of the Lake County dugout. One away.
The first baseman, number 7, Collado.
Here's Mike Collado. Well, I'll give you an honorable mention. I'll say your third place stadium for the longest stadium name is in South Bend, Indiana. Here's the pitch to Mike Collado. Down it in, ball one. because the South Bend Cubs play at Four Winds Field at Kovaleski Stadium, and I count 32 letters, but that is not the longest. Here's the pitch. Fly ball out to right field. Danny Bautista Jr. is there to his right to squeeze. Two gone. In Appleton, Wisconsin. Maybe I should say in Grand Chute, Wisconsin. Is Neuroscience Group Field at Fox City Stadium. That is 40 letters long. And that is in second place. Jonah Advincula takes ball one inside. Lansing 3, Lake County 2, last of the seventh. Each team is homered here in the seventh inning. Johnny Butler in the top half. Jake Box here in the bottom half. Two outs, nobody on. Left-handed hitting Advincula came in for Justin Boyd earlier. First plate appearance. He's hitting 260. Here's the pitch. He lashes a line drive out to left center field. Down for a base hit in front of Wellbus. Brian gets it in. It's a two-out single. And here comes Guy Lipscomb. At 44 letters long, your champion for the longest field name in the Midwest League, Rise to Greatness Field at Veterans Memorial Stadium. So congratulations, Marsha Bullard, for writing in, saying the Cedar Rapids Colonels home ballpark. Rise to Greatness Field at Veterans Memorial Stadium, 44 letters. Guy Lipscomb grounds right side. That gets into right center. That's a base hit. Avicula takes the turnaround second. He heads for third. Danny Bautista Jr. relays into second. Back-to-back singles, and now trouble. Guy Lipscomb on at first with tons of speed. Advincula at third is the potential game-tying run. And here comes the top of the order. Here comes Angel Hanau. Hanau is 0 for 3. Ground out to second, fly out to left, fly out to right. The switch hitter stayed from the left side this whole time. And the pitching coach, Don Schulze, is heading out to the mound right now to slow things down for Luis Carrasco. In the sixth inning, fine for Carrasco. Got Jorge Burgos to pop out to second. This seventh inning, not so great. Leadoff homer, Jake Fox on a 3-2 pitch. Devers fouled out. Collado flied out. But Advincula lasered the single to center. And Guy Lipscomb just grounded the single in the right field. So now, tying run 90 feet away. And the go-ahead run is on. And you've got the big hitters coming up for Lake County. It was a short meeting with Don and Carrasco. Here we go. Angel Hanau against Carrasco. 2-1, 2-out. One run. Lugnuts leading the seventh. The first pitch called a ball off the outside corner and down. Very, very close. Hanau, the second baseman. Knees flexed, open stance. The pitch. Fastball for a called strike on the outer edge at 94 miles an hour. Now just 20 years old, out of the Dominican. The pitch, fly ball, left field. Butler started in, now he backs up. Johnny's there for the catch. His footing nearly gave out at him, but he stayed right there with it the whole way. And Johnny Butler and the Lugnuts are done with this seventh inning. One run on the leadoff homer by Jake Fox and nothing more. Runners left at first and third following the two-out singles. We're going to the eighth inning from Lake County. The Lugnuts 3, the Captains 2.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
No Adam today. Perhaps you've already come to that understanding. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here with you for the first game of this series. I'll be calling tomorrow's game too, if, and this is a big if we play. Because the word that I heard is, it's looking dicey. Lugnuts lead 3-2. We enter the eighth inning. Jay Driver stays in the mound, dealing to Brian Guelbas. Down and away, ball one. I should stand corrected. Zane Morehouse, the new man in, against Guelbas, Masterman, and Rodriguez. Lugnuts up by a run. Righty-righty, the pitch from Morehouse. Driven foul off the right side. One ball, one strike. Guelbas has walked twice and flied out to right field. Morehouse becomes the fourth Lake County Captains pitcher of the game. Here's the break even, 1-1. Fouled back under the screen. Morehouse is slender. 6'4", 200 pounds, out of Waco, Texas. 14th rounder last year, where he attended the University of Texas. We've seen him out of the back end of the bullpen before for the Captains. Fires the 1-2. Ground ball left side, fielded by third baseman Mooney. Feathers across, out number one. Cameron Masterman is 0 for 3 today with 3 strikeouts out of the 7 slot. 3-2 Lugnuts in the 8th and the opener. Righty to righty. Drill to right center field. Fox comes in. Now loafing left with a hop for the nab. Out number 2. Hit squarely. There have been fans here who've spent the entire game shouting at the top of their lungs. And they still have voices. 3-2 Lugnuts, 2 outs for C.J. Rodriguez. Morehouse looks for a perfect frame. Winds. Throws. Fastball for a called strike. C.J. is 1-for-3. And the one hit came his last time up, 2 innings ago. He broke a 1-to-1 tie with an RBI single in the 6th inning with 2 outs. Now it's 3-2 Lugnuts. The pitch. Fouled away in the air off the right side. And CJ is quickly down to the count, 0-2. Tough action earlier today for the former Lugnut Joey Estes against the Red Sox. 1 2/3 innings, 8 runs and 7 hits. At 0-2. Up high. Tyler Ferguson then gave up 3 runs on 5 hits and 2 in the 3rd innings. 2 home runs allowed. And the A's are currently down 11-2. Brent Rooker, though, is 2-for-3 with a single, a double. He's knocked in a run. Rooker's batting average up to .282. Rodriguez fouls back this pitch. Keep it at 1-2. The AA Midland Rockhounds are in action behind Gunnar Hoagland. 5 2-hits, scoreless innings. 1 walk, 4 strikeouts. Daniel Susak, a double. He's knocked in a run. Denzel Clark is 1-for-1 with a walk and a single. Also a steal. Henry Bolte, a single and a run scored. 3-0 Rockhounds, hitting the Travelers. One ball and two strikes. Two outs, nobody on. Morehouse to Rodriguez. Line drive left center field. Green grass out there. Down for a base hit. A hop to Advíncula, who plays it in. And it's a two-out single for CJ. It is CJ Rodriguez's second consecutive single. Same spot as before, left center field with the line drive. Good to see. So here's the number nine hitter, Danny Bautista Jr., who is 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. 3-2 Lugnuts, batting in the eighth inning. The pitch, Morehouse hits the knees, called a strike. Single A Stockton Ports will play later on, coming up in about 55 minutes. Oh, and one, the pitch, ball inside. Max Muncy, meanwhile, continuing his rehab in the Arizona Complex League on his way back up the ladder to AAA. Good to see Jacob Wilson healthy, Daniel Susak healthy, and now Max Muncy healthy. At first base, Rodriguez, the pitch from Zane Morehouse. On its way. Fly fell off the right side. One ball and two strikes on Danny Bautista Jr. And Johnny Butler waiting on deck. Butler, who has a double and a homer today. And right now it's Johnny Butler's seventh inning homer that is serving as the reason why the Lugnuts lead this game 3-2. Short lead for Rodriguez. Collado plays in front of him. The pitch, fouled away right side. Fly ball down the right field line, and yeah, foul. Out of play. One ball and two strikes. Lugnuts warm up. Colton Johnson down on their pen up the left side. The count 1-2. The pitch on its way from Morehouse. Inside, skip, rope, Danny Bautista Jr. Two balls and two strikes. Well, the Lugnuts led 1-0 after the third. Lake County tied in the fourth. The run in the sixth, the run in the seventh, the run for the Caps in the home seventh. 3-2 Nuts. Bautista Jr. takes a ball low, and the count is full. 3-2. And now Rodriguez will be off and moving from first base. Collado checks the dugout with a signal with his baseball cap. Now he backs up. He lets Morehouse know. He's playing behind CJ. Payoff with CJ running. A ground ball foul squibbed up the left side. And hopping over to the Guardian Angel. Looks like that's Garrett Irvin right now protecting Colton Johnson and the bullpen catcher. I think that's Cullen Turner made the trip. We're ready once more. A payoff pitch for Bautista Jr. It's on its way. A check swing. Did he go? On appeal, he didn't. Ball four. Morehouse misses outside. And after two were out and nobody was on, a single and a walk have turned the lineup over. Johnny Butler is coming up. It is 13 minutes past the 9 o'clock hour in the Eastern time zone. And a 3-2 Lugnuts lead. Pitch. Butler takes a called strike. Zane Morehouse, the Texas Longhorn. Fastball at 93 miles an hour. Working to the former member of the NC State Wolfpack, the ACC batting champion in 2021. Righty to lefty. 2-on-2 gone. The kick and the pitch. Strike called. 92 at the knees. Nothing and two to Butler. Popped a shortstop in the first. Doubled in the third. Popped a shortstop in the fifth. Homered in the seventh. The double to center. The home run went to right. An 0-2 pitch to the plate. Fouled away, up and off the left side. Three runs on eight hits, no errors for the Nuts. Two runs, five hits, no errors. The Lake County Captains. Meeting number 13 this year. The Lugnuts come in at 8-4 against the Caps in 2024. Morehouse deals the 0-2. Down and away. The Lugnuts are 1-for-12 with runners in scoring position. Lake County is 0-for-1. The only Captain's runs have come on solo homers. Engel in the fourth, Fox in the seventh. Morehouse is 1-2. Popped up, shallow left. Shortstop Devers out, under, catches it. Side retired, and the Lugnuts are now 1-for-13 with runners in scoring position. No runs, one hit, one walk, two left. Going to the bottom of the eighth inning. The Lugnuts should be leading this game by more. As it is, Lansing 3, Lake County 2.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Coming up in this series, 11 a.m. tomorrow, the scheduled first pitch. The Lugnuts in Lake County before 7 p.m. starts. Coming up on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then 1 p.m. on Sunday to take us into the All-Star break. The Lugnuts lead 3-2, going to the bottom of the eighth inning here in the opener. A game that was scheduled to start at 6, we were backed up to 7 by the threat of rain. Luis Carrasco deals to Alex Mooney. Ball one, up and away. Mooney, Engel, Burgos, 2-3-4 in the Lake County order. Down by a run to the Nuts. Righty to righty. Bent it off the outside corner. Two balls, no strikes. Mooney is 1-for-3. Singled in the first, struck out in the fourth, grounded out to third base in the sixth. Here's the pitch. And that's in there for a called strike. Following the All-Star break, the Lugnuts will return home for three games. Lugnuts against the Great Lakes Loons on the 19th, the 20th, and the 21st. Mooney takes a fastball high. The count is now 3-1. Faith and Family Night, Friday, July 19th. Michigan Baseball Hall of Fame night on the 20th. That's a 3-1. And it's off the outside corner. And the first man is on. And it's a man who has stolen 30 bases this year as the potential game-tying run. Oh, Luis Carrasco. If you wanted to do one thing, it was not walk Mooney. And now Craig Coughlin walks to the mound and takes the baseball away from him. So Colton Johnson is coming in. While I have a moment, let's talk about the Grand River Country Club. The Lynx Golf Course at Jackson Field coming up July 11th through July 13th. It's a special summer edition. 3 days. Make your tee time for individuals and foursomes. Look out for water hazards and pine trees guarding the greens from what I hear. Matt Hicks is our architect, the retail manager at Jackson Field. This is his baby. So proud of his Grand River Country Club. Thursday, July 11th, Friday, July 12th, Saturday, July 13th, $27.50 per individual for 9 holes, or $100 for a foursome. You begin in Pepsi Porch, you move your way around clockwise around the concourse. You end up in left field above Home Run Hill. You get 25 points for a hole in one. You get 10 points if you hit the ball on the green. You get 2 points if you hit the ball just onto the field. You get no points if you hit the ball in the stands. And your whole score is the total points earned from your best 3 shots added up as you work your way from tee to tee, working your way around Jackson Field. 9 holes, 3 shots in each hole. Total up your points. And whoever has the most number of points, well, they will have a trophy given to them by Shooter McGavin, by Christopher McDonald on August 29th. There we go, bottom of the eighth. Colton Johnson takes over for Luis Carrasco. And we're going to go lefty-lefty. Johnson versus Engel, Burgos, and Fox. The pitch to Cooper Engel. Outside corner, strike called. Tying run at first base. 3-2 Lugnuts, nobody out. The pitch. Line drive sliced foul up the left side. No balls and 2 strikes. Real quick against the Clemson Tiger. Engel is lined out, homered, and grounded out. Johnson's 0-2. Strike 3 called. Home plate umpire Spivak took a good look at it at the knees, and he rings up Engel. One away in the bottom of the eighth inning. Here's Jorge Burgos. Burgos is 0 for 2 with a walk. Lefty-lefty again. Mooney at first. The pitch bends in for a called strike. The curve to start him. There have not been too many runners who've tried to steal against Johnson this year. He is looking Mooney right in the eye. Gets his sign. Stares over. Second glance. Throws over. Not his best move. Mooney back in standing. So far, 4 pitches, 4 strikes for Johnson. Lugnuts lead 3-2. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. Johnson's 0-1. Check swing. He went on appeal. Strike 2, says the bases umpire Durkin. I don't think Lake County liked that. 5 pitches, 5 strikes from Johnson. Mooney has not tried to run yet. Alex Mooney, 30 for 36 this year in steals. He's the tying run. And 0-2, there goes Mooney. The pitch shot to the left side, a base hit, left field. Mooney, a long turnaround second base, puts on the brakes, back to the bag. Single for Burgos. Now, the tying run is in scoring position, and the go-ahead run is on at first. The batter is Jake Fox. Fox hit just his 4th home run of the season. Last inning, Lake County's 2nd run. Captains are down 3-2. Johnson confers with catcher Rodriguez. Colton Johnson leads the Oakland A's organization in saves this year. He's 8 for 8. But he was called out of the bullpen here today for a 6-out save. Johnson's professional career is extraordinary. Three appearances, three and a third innings in total in 2021. Hurt in 2022, hurt in 2023, this year player. And he starts things off with a called strike, curving it into Jake Fox. Mooney at second, great speed. Burgos at first, one away. The 0-1 off the outside corner. Johnson, in general, has been a ground ball pitcher this year. He'd love a grounder. Shortstop Anales is up the middle. Second baseman Yamauchi to his left with a left-handed batter waiting. Southpaw throws. Up and out. Two balls and one strike. Johnson looks back at Mooney. Both runners move. The pitch is down low. No throw by Rodriguez. Double steal. Granted at home plate. The double steal has moved Mooney over to third, steal number 31 this year. And Burgos to second with his fifth steal of the year. So now, the tying run is 90 feet away. The go-ahead run is in scoring position. The forced play taken off, infield in. 3-1 pitch. Strike two called on the outside corner. Jake Fox is hoping for the walk. Odd field is straight up. Shortstop Anales still up the middle. Payoff. A little blooper, shallow lift. Down to base hit. One run scores. Here comes Burgos. The throw home, the tag. He's out at the plate. Up to second base on the play goes Fox. Tie game 3-3. It's a picture-perfect throw by Johnny Butler to deny Lake County the lead for the moment. Throwing out Jorge Burgos at the plate on the excuse-me RBI single from Jake Fox. Two gone. Fox at second, the batter Jose Devers. Last of the eighth, 3-3. Lefty to righty. Inside, ball one. Devers is 0-3. He's grounded out, struck out, fouled out. The pitch. A ground ball down to third baseman Mann. Tough hop he handles. He fires to first to end the inning. Lake County scores one, but Johnny Butler, who doubled and homered earlier in the game, throws out Jorge Burgos at the plate, and we're going to the ninth. It is 3-3 between the Lugnuts and the Captains.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd. For the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Come on, Dad. There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun. But know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission. This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Three to three as we go to the ninth inning. Lugnuts and Captains in the opener of six from Classic Auto Group Park in Eastlake, Ohio. About 2 hours and 30 minutes into this game, Casey Yamauchi leads off the ninth inning. Zane Morehouse fires. Start things off with ball one inside. Yamauchi, Anales, and Simpson here. Righty to righty, a 1-0. Fouled away in the air, soaring off the right side. One ball and one strike on Casey. Yamauchi is 1-for-4. Fly to left in the first inning, knocked in a run with a ground out in the third. Grounded out again in the fifth, both ground outs to short, singled in the seventh. 3-3 in the ninth inning. Full wind, the kick and the pitch. Above the zone, two balls and a strike. As they brought out the Thunder Sticks now. Yamauchi debuted for the Lugnuts here in Lake County last year. Here it comes. He skies it. Right side. Routine for the first baseman, Collado. Collado makes the catch. One away. About 10 steps away from first on the baseline towards second. And now Eurybio Anales, who is 0-for-4 today. So that drops his batting average against the Lake County Captains for the year to 0-404. Tie game in the ninth inning, one out, nobody on. Righty delivers to righty. Inside ball one. Eurybio has 23 hits. And this is the 13th meeting between the Lugnuts and the Captains this season. He has averaged a run scored per game. Today, a non-factor. And that is your look around the Midwest League. This is an 0-2 pitch to Will. The Lugnuts cleanup hitter waits. Long hold. Here it is. Fly ball pounded foul off the right side. Stretched out the arms. Took that big full hack. He was a little bit late. In the second half standings in the Midwest League, it's good to see West Michigan down. The Whitecaps are on top of the East Division with a 10-5 record. The Lugnuts are 6-9. The pitch, bouncing in and away from the catcher Engel. That bounces off to the right side. Anales heads around second base, and he's going to hang tight right there. Wild pitch from Morehouse. The tie-breaking run is now in scoring position. One ball and two strikes on Will Simpson. One out. A look back to Anales. Then the pitch. Grounded right back to Morehouse. Holds Anales at second, and then the throw to first. Two outs. Disappointing. So now here's Luke Mann. Left-handed batter, 2-for-3 today with two singles. He takes. Strike called on the outside corner. Eurybio Anales, the runner at second. Top of the ninth inning, 3-3. Two outs for the Nuts. The pitch to Mann. A ground ball rolled over to the second baseman. Juggled by Hanau, picks it up, rips to first. It's still in time. Side retired. Let's go to the bottom of the ninth. The Lugnuts and the Lake County Captains tied up 3-3. One run would walk things off for Lake County.
Our kids spend hours a day glued to their screens, but social media is addictive by design, hooking our kids on content full of lies, extremism, hate, drugs, and violence. YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram make billions of dollars by exposing our children to danger and face no consequences. These companies don't care, and Congress won't act. So it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are holding these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Lugnuts and the Lake County Captains tied up 3-3. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. No Adam Jaxa here. He'll join me on Thursday. Mike Coyotta leads things off against the lefty Colton Johnson. And the Captains' first baseman takes a ball low. Coyotta, Advincula, Lipscomb, 7-8-9 of the order for Lake County. Looking for a run. A pitch. Float foul. Off the hands, right side, and into the first row of seats. One ball, one strike. Johnson winds and throws. On the outside corner at the knees. Strike two called. Colton Johnson came on for Luis Carrasco in the bottom of the eighth inning. That was after Carrasco had walked the leadoff man, Alex Mooney. Johnson struck out Cooper Engel and then back-to-back singles against him. The pitch, Coyotta lines it right field, hanging up for Batista Jr. Out number one. Well, a single by Jorge Burgos moved Alex Mooney over to second. The two of them then conducted a double steal. Jake Fox singled in Mooney to tie up the game. But Burgos tried to score, and Johnny Butler threw him out at the plate. And then Johnson got Jose Devers on the ground out to end the inning. The pitch to Jonah Advincula. Up and in. Ball one. Advincula is one for one with a single. Lefty to lefty. Curveball. Strike home. One out, nobody on. 3-3 in the bottom of the ninth. One run for Lake County. They win. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Colton Johnson's riding fastball up and away. One ball and two strikes on Advincula. Advincula replaced Justin Boyd halfway through the game. Boyd getting eased back in his first game back from the injured list. This is a 1-2 pitch. Swing and a foul tip. Struck him out. Second K for Johnson. Two gone in the bottom of the ninth inning. So now Guy Lipscomb. The pitch. Inside, ball one. Lipscomb is only 2 home runs this year, but he hit him against Lansing. Third baseman man in guarding his line. The pitch. Fly ball, right field. It's towering, but it's not that deep. And a foul ground, the second baseman Yamauchi with a basket catch going down to the seat of his pants and a cloud of dust in the Lake County pen. He secures out number 3. Casey Yamauchi with the range and the over-the-shoulder reception. Rear guard of the 10th inning from Lake County. 3-3, Lugnuts and Captains.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
A little extra baseball in the series opener of the 6-game series. Lugnuts and Lake County Captains tied up 3-3. Alan Hernandez is the new man on the mound for Lake County. Bonus runner at second is Luke Mann. And Hernandez immediately spins about, looks into second. Ryan Guelbas is the batter, followed by Masterman and Rodriguez. Lake County was wondering, is Guelbas bunting? Righty, righty. Hernandez throws. Up and in. No sign of a bunt there. 1-0. 3-3. Lugnuts have had leads of 1-0. 3-1. Lake County has rallied. Hernandez fires. High pop up but foul, soaring over the left side. Over the seats, out of our field of view here on the press box. 1-1 on Guelbas. Hernandez takes over for Zane Morehouse, who blanked the Lugnuts in the 8th and the 9th innings. 2 singles, 1 walk, no runs, no strikeouts. Hernandez is 1-1. Fly ball out to right center field, shallow for the center fielder Fox, into the alley. He's under. He makes the catch, and it's just too shallow for man to think about moving. 1 away. When the Lugnuts took 4 out of 6 games from Lake County in April here and in May at home, one of the key reasons why they did so is because the Lugnuts bullpen was better than the Lake County bullpen. And right now, the Lugs have scored 2 runs against the Lake County bullpen. The County has scored 3 runs against the Nuts bullpen. Cameron Masterman swings and grounds weakly to shortstop in front of man, so he hangs tight. And Devers fires to first for the out. 2 away. Can C.J. Rodriguez come through? Rodriguez is 2-for-4. Strikeouts in the 2nd and the 4th. RBI single in the 6th. Single in the 8th. Line drives to left center. Outfield is playing him shallow. 3-3 in the 10th. Runner at second, two away. The pitch fouled up and off the right side. Out of play for strike one. The Lugnuts have struggled so mightily in this game with runners in scoring position. 1-17 right now. Hernandez brings the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball by him. Two runners stranded in the third inning. I should say in the second inning. In the third, one runner stranded. In the fourth inning, two runners stranded. And continues on like that. The 0-2 up high. In the sixth inning, the Lugs left runners at first and second. In the seventh inning, they left a runner at first base. In the eighth inning, they left runners at first and second. In the ninth inning, they left a runner at second base. Here we are in the 10th. There's a runner at second. What will happen here? One ball, two strikes, two outs. The pitch on its way. Rodriguez a check swing. It was outside. They appealed but denied by Durkin. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Against a pitcher in Hernandez, who this year, he's allowed two home runs. He's walked 19. He struck out 30 through 28 and two-thirds innings out of Maryland. He fires a 2-2. Low. Three balls and two strikes. Catcher Engel wanted that call. And looking at the metrics that we have up here, that pitch was in the zone. And Lake County didn't get it. That could have been called strike three. It wasn't. Three balls and two strikes on Rodriguez, and Cooper Engel is going to the mound. Danny Bautista Jr. waits on deck. Tomorrow morning, 11 a.m., Mitch Myers against Rorick Maltrude. The series continues. This game here tonight, this is the 81st game of the year. 50 games to go after tonight for the Lansing Lugnuts in season number 28. Into extra innings. Tied up 3-3 in the 10th. Runner at second, two outs. The payoff pitch. Up high, ball four. Boy, C.J. Rodriguez has locked in. He draws the walk from Alan Hernandez. Sixth walk coaxed by Lugnuts batters in the ballgame. And now there are Lugnuts at first and second for Danny Bautista Jr. Now Danny, this year, is 12-35 against Lake County's pitchers. He's been great. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. Hitting 343 against Lake County. And that includes a 5-for-5 game. Single in the third, scored a run, walked most recently. 3-3 in the 10th, 2-on, 2-out. Look back to second, then the pitch. Fouled away. Off the rooftop. So just like things began to C.J. Rodriguez, strike one, strike two. Alan Hernandez readies, sets, kicks and throws, and he yanked the fastball low and away. Ball one. Hernandez initially drafted by the Cleveland Guardians in 2019, taken out of Miami Christian High School in Florida. He was born in Annapolis, Maryland, the state capital. Rodriguez at first, man at second, two outs. A 1-2 for Bautista. A dribbler up the left side, but he yanked it foul. Just dragging that ball. Right past his manager coaching at third, Conklin. Hernandez readies. Two on, two out, the pitch. Line drive center field. That ball is down for a base hit in front of Jake Fox. Here comes Luke Mann around third. He comes in to score standing. Over to third base, scoots Rodriguez on the RBI single by Danny Bautista Jr. The Lugnuts take a 4-3 lead in the 10th. With two strikes and two outs in the 10th inning. First, Rodriguez worked the walk, and then Danny Bautista Jr. lasers the RBI single to center. Danny is 2-for-4 today. He reaches base for the third time in 5 trips. And now the Lugnuts can look for insurance. 4-3 Lansing. Runners are at the corners. Bautista Jr. a threat to try to steal second. Johnny Butler, the batter, hitting left. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Late on the high fastball. Johnny has the defensive play of the game. He threw out Jorge Burgos trying to score the go-ahead run in the bottom of the 8th inning. Now in the 10th, the 0-1. Fouled straight back, trying to time up that fastball. Still late, nothing in 2. For Butler on offense today, 2-for-5 with a double in the 3rd and a homer in the 7th. And now in the 10th. Again, an 0-2 from Hernandez. A ground ball bouncing foul off the dugout railing for Lake County. This, as it turns out, is a treacherous spot for Alan Hernandez. Apparently, it has not been good for him to get out in front. Strike 1, strike 2. Did so against Rodriguez, walked him. Did so against Bautista, RBI single. 0-2 pitch. Butler takes it high. Johnny Barrows, the leadoff man in the order, with a closed stance. A black bat in hand, stirring it up next to his head. Hernandez delivers. Fastball up and out. Ball 2. Two balls and two strikes on Johnny Butler. Drafted by the A's in 2021, 14th rounder. Bautista runs. Butler rips it to right field. That's down for a base hit. Rodriguez scores. Bautista Jr. flashes into third. A throw in behind Butler at first. Tagged too late. RBI single for Johnny expands the lead to 5-3 in the 10th. Johnny Butler comes through again. Kevin Arminio, the pitching coach, out to the mound, talking things through with Alan Hernandez, who has gone strike 1, strike 2 on each of the last 3 batters, and he's gotten none of them after he retired the first 2 Lansing batsmen of the frame. Brian Buelbas fly to center. Cameron Masterman grounded a shortstop. And then Danny Bautista Jr. followed a C.J. Rodriguez walk with a go-ahead RBI single in the center, followed up by a Johnny Butler RBI single to right field. It is the 3rd lead of the game for the Nuts. Up 1-0, Cooper Engel erased it with a homer. Up 3-1, got a run in the 7th on the Fox homer, and a run in the 8th on the RBI single by Fox. And it made it 3-3, but now it's 5-3 in the 10th inning. And if you're wondering where's Jake Fox, he's not due to bat for 5 batters in the bottom of this 10th. Casey Yamauchi steps in. The pitch, he takes a called strike at the knees. Well, Alan Hernandez is not going to stop pumping in strikes. The Lugnuts are roughing up his sparkling ERA. Bautista Jr. at third, Butler at first. Butler could run. Righty, righty, and 0-1. Fouled away, lifted over the right side. No balls and 2 strikes in Yamauchi. 1-for-5 today with a single, because Casey usually gets a base hit in every single game. That's what Adam Jackson and I joke. Can always count on him. It's another 0-2 pitch from Hernandez. Down and away, and a nice, nifty one-hop backhand by Engel to keep that baseball at home plate. One ball and two strikes in Yamauchi. Second baseman Hanau up the middle. Short lead for Butler at first. Batista at third. Butler runs the pitch. A chopper caught by Hernandez, hopping up on the mound. Fires to first to retire the side. The Lugnuts score two on a walk and two RBI singles, consecutively supplied by Batista Jr. and Johnny Butler. And we're going to the bottom of the 10th inning. Lansing 5, Lake County 3.
I want you to imagine for a moment you're in a hospital. You are the patient connected to an IV bag. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, endless pokes, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine experiencing all of these things and you're only a child. This is why Starlight exists, to bring happiness to hospitalized children through programs that help kids cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Programs like gaming, virtual reality headsets, toy deliveries, radio flyer wagons, and cozy hospital gowns are just a few of the ways Starlight eases a child's hospital stay. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Jenny Kavner, voice of the A's on NBC Sports California. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball.
The Lugnuts are 3 outs away from victory in Lake County. Colton Johnson to the mound, Lansing up 5-3. And they're banging the drum, 15 minutes away from Cleveland. Bonus runner at second, Guy Lipscomb. First pitch grounded to the shortstop and juggled by Anales. He recovers to throw to first to get Angel Hanau at number one. Anales had pivoted about. He saw Lipscomb digging for third. He thought about throwing it there. He didn't grab it cleanly. Colton Johnson has now worked 2 1/3 innings. And he's 2 outs away from a 5-3 Lugnuts lead. You can allow that runner from third to score. Lansing has that extra insurance. Alex Mooney, a lot of power. Righty swings, lines it, left field. That ball is down for a base hit, hopping up on Johnny Butler. Mooney rounds first base. Butler went down. Mooney digs for second, a throw in, not in time. All the while, Lipscomb scores. Johnny Butler lost his footing in left. It is Lansing 5, Lake County 4. Lipscomb scoring. Credit Mooney with the RBI and the line drive. Johnny Butler just way too deep. And so, on a normal circumstance, he would catch it. But it's no doubles defense, which allows two bases after the single and the fielding error. First error of the ball game for either team. Judge to Johnny Butler here in the bottom of the 10th inning. And now the tying run for Lake County is 180 feet away. The batter is Cooper Engel. Lansing is 2 outs away from a 5-4 win. The pitch outside for ball one. Engel is 1-for-4 today, but the one hit was a homer. And if he takes Johnson Yard, Lake County wins. He's the game-winning run. Lefty to lefty. Curveball missed down. 2 balls and no strikes. Number 3 hitter in the order. tying run. Rooney walking away from second. Shortstop Annalise behind him. The pitch. Strike called outside corner. Fastball from Johnson. Colton Johnson's longest effort of the year was 2 2/3 innings. Right now he's at 2 1/3. 2 2/3 came against Lake County. Angle takes, strike two called for a ball outside corner. And that outing against Lake County on May the 18th, Johnson allowed 2 runs on 4 hits. That was a game that the Lugnuts won, though, 15-11. Johnson looks back at Mooney. Lets it fly. Angle takes a ball outside. And the count is full. I'll look back. One gone. Mooney runs. Payoff. Broken bat line drive beyond Luke Mann. Gets into left field. Base hit. Mooney scores to tie the game. A throw to second base by Johnny Butler. Cooper Engel ties the score with an RBI oppo single. 5-5. Boy, Luke Mann went to cover third base. And I wonder if he would have had a chance to catch that ball in the air if he wasn't rushing over to his right side, because it was hit to his left. Lake County has rallied once again. We have a substitution at first base for Lake County and a pinch runner. Pinch running at first base, it's Tyrese Turner. Turner, tons of speed, representing the potential game-winning run.
Come on, Wayne Roy, first base, hit out these fans, we got this!
Jorge Burgos is the batter, still only one out in the bottom of the 10th inning. Lefty to lefty. Johnson hits the zone, called a strike on the outside corner. Burgos is 1-for-3 with a walk and a single. And it was Burgos who was thrown out at the plate in the bottom of the 8th inning. 5-5 in the 10th, 2 outs. The pitch. Check swing, went around too far, strike 2. Let me correct that. Bottom of the 10th inning, 1 man out. The ground out to shortstop by Henao. 0-2 on Burgos. Lugnuts do have some action in the pen. Tyrese Turner, the pinch runner, 12-for-12 in stealing bases. Does he go? He doesn't. 0-2, a ground ball on the left side. Annalise over, underneath his back in an attempt. Base in the left field. Turner for third, a throw in, the tag, he's safe. Johnny